Lyrics of Lowly Life by Paul Laurence Dunbar. The Colored Soldiers. If the muse were mine to tempt it, and my feeble voice was strong, if my tongue were trained to measures, I would sing a stirring song. I would sing a song heroic of those noble sons of Ham, of the gallant colored soldiers who fought for Uncle Sam. In the early days you scorned them, and with many a flip and flout said, "These battles are the white man's, and the whites will fight them out." Up the hills you fought and faltered, in the vales you strove and bled, while your ears still heard the thunder of the foe's advancing tread. Then distress fell on the nation, and the flag was drooping low. Should the dust pollute your banner? "No," the nation shouted, "no." So when war and savage triumph spread abroad his funeral pall, then you called the colored soldiers, and they answered to your call. And like hounds unleashed and eager for the life-blood of the prey, sprung they forth and bore them bravely in the thickest of the fray. And where the fight was hottest, where the bullets fastest fell, there they pressed, unblanched and fearless, at the very mouth of hell. Ah, they rallied to the standard, to uphold it by their might. None were stronger in the labors, none were braver in the fight. From the blazing breach of Wagner to the plains of Alusti, they were foremost in the fight of the battles of the free and at Pillow. God have mercy on the deeds committed there and the souls of those poor victims sent to thee without a prayer. Let the fullness of thy pity or the hot-wrought spirit sway of the gallant colored soldiers who fell fighting on that day. Yes, the blacks enjoy their freedom, and they won it dearly, too. For the life-blood of their thousands did the southern fields bedew. In the darkness of their bondage, in the depths of slavery's night, their muskets flashed the dawning, and they fought their way to light. They were comrades then, and brothers. Are they more or less today? They were good to stop a bullet and to front the fearful fray. They were citizens and soldiers when rebellion raised its head, and the traits that made them worthy, ah, those virtues are not dead. They have shared your nightly vigils, they have shared your daily toil, and their blood with yours commingling has enriched the southern soil. They have slept and marched and suffered neath the same dark skies as you. They have met as fierce a foeman and have been as brave and true, and their deeds shall find a record in the registry of fame, for their blood has cleansed completely every blot of slavery's shame. So, all honor and all glory to those noble sons of Ham, the gallant colored soldiers who fought for Uncle Sam. The End of The Colored Soldiers, a poem by Paul Laurence Dunbar, read by Rick Kistner. For Lit2Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.